Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
He turned to me as if to say,
man,
hurry boy, it's waiting there for you.
I feel like this song has had a tremendous resurgence in the last few years. What a great one, man. I mean, tremendous. Love it. Tell you what I also love. Food from Hatfield. We got a big old spread here in front of us. I mean,
the greatest.
Was that amazing, John?
The meats, the sausage.
The eggs.
The egg, the potato, the bacon. I like to put all mine together. And by the way, that pico de gallo, just to top it all
there
off.
There you go.
Just put it all together for me. Love it.
Seltzer, can I ask a question? This segment, can we switch roles? You come in here and talk, and I'll go in there and eat and do what you do, which is pretty much nothing.
You just push
a couple buttons. I mean, what do? You push buttons.
Sadly, the show would not exist if you came back here.
As a former producer, you should know better.
I should know better. Trust me, with Howard, all I did was push buttons. Back then, that is all there was to do. But things have opened up for producers here at WIP. Now, all jokes aside, wonderful, incredible food from Hatfield that we enjoyed. They have a, by the way, fresh new look in your grocery store. You know, look for the blue Hatfield packaging. New look, same authentic taste. Put pork on your fork for breakfast. Convenient, easy, and delicious way to obviously add some protein to yourself or your family's breakfast. Visit simplyhatfield.com, the website simplyhatfield.com, to see the entire lineup. New product in stores now is the breakfast ham steaks. Current products that you know and love but have new packaging, so don't be confused when you see them in the store. It's what you want. Hatfield bacon, pork roll, and scrapple. So get it. Great
scrapple
stuff.
Scrapple is the best. I was looking for it because I am like one of the few people who flat out loves
you
Scrapple.
Do it. All right.
I love Scrapple too. And yep. Chorizo. Oh. Chorizo is their Hatfield chorizo is wonderful.
Very nice. All right, one thing from the Sirianni interview. I want to go back about an hour and a half ago. I'm curious if anyone else here noticed this. So I asked him about Devin White, and I believe the question was, is Devin White on board to be a backup linebacker with this team? And I found his answer interesting. He didn't say yes. He didn't say no.
It was a tap dance.
He did not say he's not a backup linebacker. He just talked about he had a good camp.
Good camp.
Right? I think there's more there. And, of course, he can't say it. He's not going to admit it. And I don't know it for sure, but were you struck, James, by the nature of his answer?
Yeah, absolutely. He did not say absolutely. He's excited to be here. Can't wait to be out on with the team on Monday. He was like, I had a great camp. Okay, not what I asked.
So, I wonder if he will play for this team at any point this year. We shall see. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ed in Phoenixville. Good morning, Ed.
Morning, guys.
What's up, Ed?
Nothing much. Rhea, I'm a huge Scrapple fan, too. I just had a Scrapple egg and cheddar and wheat toast. It was glorious. So I wanted to get on with Brandon Graham, but I was still mentioning it. I think it was fascinating. In 2010, the Eagles select Brandon Graham with the 13th overall pick, 14 Earl Thomas goes.
Yep.
22, and this is wishful thinking because I'm a huge fan of the guy, but Eagles take Jordan Davis at 13, Kyle Hamilton goes to 14.
Yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of similar rhetoric about Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he's a great player. It's irrefutable, as was Earl Thomas. But I really, I think Jordan played solidly on Friday, not impressive, but he did have a higher snap count. Just like with Jalen, like I need to see more in week two, week three, how he progresses.
That's fair. That's fair. But I will say this, Ed, I will say this. For every Brandon Graham turnaround, where someone struggles early and there's a clear, like, wow, the other guy's way better, as Earl Thomas was for a good while there. The reality is there's normally, I would say, I'm going to pull out a number, 50 or 100 times when it doesn't turn around. You know what I mean? Like, the bottom line is, like, Earl Thomas at his best was better than Brandon Graham at his best. I mean, Earl Thomas at his best was probably one of the 5 to 7 best defensive players in football for about 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer. There's no
I don't know
that.
If he'll make it because, he didn't have the longest prime. He was part of the best defense in the last 15, 18 years. But, man, the end of his career was really strange. Really strange. I mean, there are guys, like, I wonder if Russell Wilson's going to make it at this point. I think he will. But you want to talk about a bad end of a career. I mean, Russell Wilson, it's been a disaster for like 3 or 4 years now. Anyway, we'll see, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of Russell Wilson real quick, I think him and his prime is what I would like to see Jalen as in this offense.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a Marshawn Lynch who carried the ball 20, 30 times a game. And those bootleg runs that he had where he would just have 20 yards of real estate in front of him, I think that's how I'd like to see Jalen run the football in this offense.
Well, we didn't see those play calls yet, but I agree with you. That'd be a really nice thing to implement. And typically, of course, something from under center. And, Flutie used to do that to give you a lesser quarterback, but Flutie would run a bootleg. And Russell Wilson was great at it. Jake Plummer was great at it. It absolutely should be a part of this offense, and I hope with Kellen Moore will be.
It's very different than the things that we've done. It's very, very, think about the concept of just turning your back on 11 guys who are trying to kill you.
Yeah. But if they don't know,
it
helps.
Okay, you're under center. You're basically running with your back to the defense for the first 3 seconds of that play.
Right.
And so it's extremely unsettling.
Yeah, no, I get it, but it can be effective. Ed, give me a great scene in a movie as we honor James Earl Jones today. A great scene with a villain.
The scene in Dark Knight where the Joker goes, "Why so serious?"
That's, I think, maybe our third Dark Knight reference today, right?
A lot of Die Hard today.
Yeah.
Yeah, it says a lot about those villains, Hans Gruber and Joker.
So I just want to ask this. Is Hannibal Lecter a villain? I mean, I know he eats people.
Yeah, he is.
But he's also helping Clarice Starling.
Are you kidding?
You're generally confused.
He kills the two guards. Like, if he puts his face on him, like, he is definitely a villain.
For their family, he's a villain.
Like, they make you like him, obviously, and root for him.
I mean, let a guy ask a question.
Okay. Is Hannibal Lecter really the villain?
Well, I mean, Buffalo Bill.
He ate
is
people,
causing,
man. But he ate people.
And he also killed a bunch of people to get put into prison in the first place.
Maybe he was hungry.
He killed them.
He definitely was.
In order to eat them.
I gotcha. All right, let's get to Brian right now. Brian.
Who's like, is Jeffrey Dahmer a bad guy? Really?
No,
I'm not
what
sure.
Are you doing Don't here? Go that far. Oops. Hello, Brian.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing better than Richie, who just spilled his water all over the place. That's all right. We'll get Seltzer in here to do his job. And mop this up, Seltzer.
It ain't my job.
All right, Brian, I'm sorry.
I have paper towels.
Go ahead, pal.
Yeah, I just wanted to call about Jalen Hurts. I thought the game, of course, looked bad, but I thought he really persevered good. And, I'm actually looking forward to the season. He, with a new system in place, give him 3 or 4 more games. I mean, I think it'll be good. But the RPOs are scary, baby. He can't have all of them every single
Well, we'll
time.
See. Listen, Brian, we'll see as this offense evolves, you know, how they do it. I mean, clearly the RPO keeper was not good the other
Ineffective,
day.
Ineffective, to say the least.
I don't think it means completely throw it out. I just think it means a couple things. Number one, defenses are probably continuing their evolution of adjustment. Number two, I don't think Jalen's as quick as he used to be. And, you know, so time will tell. But I think it should still be a part of the offense. But clearly it should be and will be less than it was, for instance, back in 2022 and 2023. All right, Brian, give me a scene in a movie with a villain.
Okay, yeah. I got John Doe who's met Kevin Spacey in Seven when he's what's in the box.
That's a great answer, Brian.
That could win.
It's an amazing scene, too.
All right, Seltzer, I think you do a pretty good impersonation of What's in the Box. Floor is yours.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Ah, I didn't like it.
You didn't like it?
Not at all.
Why did you think that was good?
Yeah.
Why did I think what was good?
You thought that was good, right?
No, that was horrible.
Oh.
What Seltzer just did?
Initially, you thought it was good.
No, I thought Seltzer would have a good impersonation.
What was wrong with it, though?
It didn't have... I mean... James,
well,
he just found
go
out.
Full on, like,
well, his girlfriend's head is in a box.
It's his wife, his pregnant wife.
And here's what Seltzer gives me. I go, Seltzer, give me, like, and he goes, "What's in the box?"
No, I went, "What's in the box?"
No,
like that is
enough.
What I did.
Not
it's
enough.
It's putting me at like bare my soul. It's not my wife.
It's
like
such a challenging scene.
It's acting.
It's called acting.
Don't show me. You do it yourself.
What's in the box? What's in the box?
Ew.
All right.
Oh, man.
The first one was good. The second one was a little...
You're like, what's in the box?
Felt like you were back in puberty on that second one.
I did my best. All right? I tried.
I wish everyone could have seen the...
That was probably an eruption of saliva.
That was spit coming out. There's all sorts of stuff. All right.
That was heartfelt.
I tried. All right. By the way, the Bryce Harper situation, we're going to get into that more. What was said by the announcers last night, both radio and TV versions, coming up in 1 minute. Your reaction also to what happened with Bryce last night. That would field all the calls. All right. Let me tell you about the wonderful people at MHS Left. Now, we know it's been a wild ride as a Philly sports fan, really, for a couple of years now. We're all hoping for our teams to be winners. And I want to tell you about a team we know is a winner. We know it. The great team that's leading the way in the forklift industry in the Delaware Valley. The wonderful people, Annie and Brett Levin, the team at MHS Lift. MHS Lift, an award-winning, nationally recognized material handling equipment company that, since 1970, has been offering everything your warehouse needs. From forklifts and equipment rentals to racking solutions and warehouse optimization, MHS Lift, they do it all. And MHS Lift always puts you... the customer first, with over 100 service technicians on call. MHS Lift maintenance programs ensure your equipment is running smoothly with, you know, minimizing downtime and maximizing efficiency. MHS Lift has a simple mission, which is to provide the best equipment, services, and integrated solutions to keep your operations moving forward. If you're ready to elevate your business, we'll call them and call them today at 888-MHS-LIFT. You can also go to MHSLIFT.com. That's MHSLIFT.com. All right. So let's listen last night as it happened in the moment. So Schwarber gets a homer earlier in the game. Phils lead 1-0 after
first hit of the game. By the way.
That's right. Sixth inning. First time getting anything on the board. So it's a hit and it's a homer. Then in the ninth, Rojas, so close to making a play. Great effort. Can't fully hold it when his wrist hits the top of the wall. It's bad luck. It's great effort. 1-1 game. All right. We go to the bottom of the ninth. Harper, let's see what you can do. Well, he does something great. He smokes a ball. It should probably be a double. Now, I'm not going to tell you 100% of the time it's going to be a double because he hit it so hard, and it did not like hang. This was like a Mike Schmidt. This thing's way high up in the air. Like, this thing was a line drive.
And it could have bounced the whole way back to second.
It caromed. Yeah, it could have. But it went right to the dude.
It
was right there.
But, you know, generally speaking, a player will typically get a double, even on a ball hit that hard. But, like, who knows? But he doesn't run out of the box. So, clearly, he's got no choice but to stop at first base. Let's listen. The TV version is Tom McCarthy and John Kroc called the action last night. And you can hear their disappointment, Crocker especially, as he commentates.
That one's lined out to right field, and it's over the head of the right fielder and off the wall.
No.
Harper didn't run, so he's only going to get a single out of it. Lowe played it quickly, but he just sat and watched it, and he would have had two.
Yeah. Like I said, you can't take things for granted. That's inexcusable.
Yeah, you can't sit and watch.
You can't. You're fighting to win your division, to get a first-round bye. You can't do that.
So I really appreciate Crocker for taking that stand there on NBC Sports Philadelphia. Let's listen to the radio version here on WIP. It's Fransky and L.A., and L.A. not as verbose in this moment, but clearly lets his thoughts be known in a very direct way. This is after the hit has happened, as they are talking about it as Bryce is now standing on first base. Here's Fransky in L.A.
I don't know whether he makes it to second or not, but he definitely didn't run out of the batter's box.
No excuse.
I agree. No excuse. All right.
No excuse.
So let's get to what Rob Thompson said after the game. Again, there's a part of this I really like his answer, and there's a part at the end I really don't like his answer. Here's Topper after the game.
Should Harper have been on
second base? Yeah. Yeah. And before I could get to him, he came up to me and apologized.
Does that kind of set a tone, too? I mean, we talk about, you know, having a sheriff in the clubhouse to yell at somebody if they don't do it. But when a guy making the most money in the history of the club, you know, make sure that he knows that you know and everybody
yep.
knows that you know.
Yeah.
Does kind yep. of set a tone, too?
I think it does. You know, I think it shows the other guys that they need to hustle and you know, he's accountable and he admits to his mistakes, and that's all you can ask for, right?
Well, I can ask for more. I can ask that you don't do it a 17th time or a 13th time or a 20th time, however many it's been. I mean, it's just...
Well,
it's,
I think the way he initially answered it, I mean, he busted in with his response
he's annoyed.
Right away.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And, you know, like, he could not answer that fast enough.
I agree.
That it was wrong. Like,
yeah, no,
and that Bryce came and apologized immediately. And, you know, like, to your point, that's all you can ask. But no, it's not, because you were supposed to do better as a leader of this team. And it just re-cements the notion that Bryce Harper is the most talented player on this team. He's not the most talented leader on this team. And I wish they were one and the same, and a lot of times it would help this team be better if he would become a better leader faster.
And look, I hear you. I agree. And I said earlier, I tend to think this will creep in October. I hope I'm wrong, but I think it's reasonable to ask this question. Do you think he's going to try his hardest in October? Not to hit the ball.
Yes,
not to hit the ball. Okay. And James, you do? You think he'll try his hardest?
Oh, 100%.
100% of the time?
100%, I believe.
Rhea, do you think he'll try his hardest 100% of the time?
In the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, the spotlight will be on him.
Okay. We'll see.
I'm not going to do it in front of all of baseball.
Well, I mean, spotlight was also on him, you know, less or so last night, but it's the ninth inning of a tie game. It's not on him.
It's not the playoffs.
I know.
I mean, we have two postseasons of Bryce Harper so far, and we've never had anything close to this.
There's never
one moment like that.
That's
so
right.
That's what we can go on so far.
Yeah, no, the base running miscue in game two in Atlanta wasn't about not trying.
That was dumb.
He overran.
Look, he's not a good base runner. I think we all know that.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, he's not a good base runner. Well, I do wonder, and not so much from last night, but the other times earlier this year when, you know, he doesn't get a double on a gapper that, you know is not a homer, or maybe not score from second on a single, whatever the various scenarios have been. I wonder if it's almost like the Greg Popovich thing in basketball. So, you know, Pop obviously, you know, in basketball about 15 years ago with Tim Duncan, he tried to rewrite the rules of the sport, and he did. I mean, the rules used to be if you're healthy, you play every game. Unless you have a playoff spot locked up and there's two games to go in the season, and okay, you might rest a guy for a game or two, but like you play every game. Sorry, I hit the microphone. You play every game.
I've been doing that a lot tonight.
I have. I have. But I wonder if like Bryce's thing is, the way baseball has been played for 140 years, I'm going to actively choose to do it differently. I'm not going to sprint to first. I'm not going to sprint to second. I'm just not, because I'm trying to preserve my body. And, of course, I worry about if that catches on with others, you know, I think it becomes a lesser product.
Well, that certainly wasn't last night.
No, last night I think he thought he hit a homer.
Oh, no,
I want to be clear.
100% that's what it was.
Yeah, I think he thought he hit a home run. So
no question.
I give him more leeway than other instances.
Though, when he hits like a gapper, he doesn't never run on those. The only times he doesn't run is when he either thinks he hits a home run or he thinks he's out. Yeah. Like he thinks it's an out.
That's
like he
true.
Rolled over it or he popped it up or whatever. Right. Those are the times he doesn't run.
Yeah. No, I think that's right. All right, let's get to Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, crew. Great job as always. Real frustrated by Harper last night. And I do disagree in this sense, respectfully. Harp knows he's got the top half of the ball there. I've looked at the swing many times. He's that downspin. He's not launching underneath that ball. So I don't think he thinks that ball's out when he hits it.
Yeah, you could be right. I mean, he did drill it.
So what was he doing?
It's the lower part of the wall. It's the base of the wall.
So Chuck, what was he doing then if he didn't think it was gone?
That's a great question. That's why we have Talk Show Radio today. That's a great question.
To be fair, but Chuck, I will say this. To be fair, topspin, you know, it can distort your view in the first, like what you think in the first nanosecond and then what happens can be two different things because topspin can really affect the ball in baseball, in tennis. I mean, there's certain sports where things come out funky sometimes.
Yeah, it's fortuitous because they did the fractions on the replay and the ball gets to second base in 7 seconds. Harper doesn't ever get to second base in 7 seconds. So he would have been out. So by luck, it ends up being the right thing. He can't go into the locker room clubhouse after that demonstration and feel like a leader. And that's just not what leaders do, man. We need him, and he's got to hustle his butt off. And that's happened before, and he's got away with it. But you know what disappoints me, too? You're dying to hear the post game back and forth. And when it gets to the point of Harper going up to Topper, nobody says, well, what did he say? Now, granted, they're not going to probably reveal that. But why not ask and say, what was the dialogue, right? What did Harper say?
I guess. Yeah, I agree with you, Rob Thompson.
Harper
probably
should have spoke last night.
Yeah,
he should have spoke last night, Rhea. That's the point.
I was looking for it.
I know. I'm aware.
You should have been accessible last night. That's all I got.
Chuck. Good call, man. Let's get to another Chuck. Chuck in Mount Airy. Good morning, Chuck.
Yeah, I'm the real Chuck from Mount Airy. What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Hi, Chuck.
Was your dad named Chuck?
No, his name is Charles.
Okay, because I'm just saying, if he wasn't, he'd be the real Chuck from Mount Airy. But okay, fair enough.
No.
So he was Charles in charge.
Hold on. So your dad went by something other than Chuck?
No, he went by Charlie Brown.
Oh. I went by Chuck. Wait, are you Chuck Brown? You're like Chucky Brown, the old basketball player?
No, his name is Charlie Brown. I don't have nothing to do with Chuck.
Okay. We'll call you Lucy.
I mean, my name is my name.
All right, hi, Lucy.
You can call me what my name is, you little freak. You know what I mean? And that's it.
All right, Chuck, go ahead, man.
Now, listen to what I'm saying. And let me say this to you, right, about Bryce Harper real quick. You know, it's 160-something games. And first of all, Rhea, how you doing this morning?
Hello, Chuck. How are you?
You know, I'm doing good. H scrapple's real good, too. You got to get it real crispy, right? You know, when you fry
absolutely.
It. One outside.
Cannot be soft, man, no.
Can't be soft. No, not at all. You know, it's not good like that. But, yeah, but listen, right, it's 160-something games, right? So, you know, every day we go to work, right, it's not going to be a good game, you know? So, give the guy some grace, man. You know, that's all I'm saying. No.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Excuse. But, you know, come playoff time, he's going to run the bases out. But
we'll
he's going to be Charlie up to every game. You know, so that's just what it is. But listen, I just want you guys to know, right, all I want for Christmas, right, it's for Jalen Hurts to become Brock Purdy. Okay? Jalen Hurts can become Brock Purdy, you know, he win a Super Bowl.
Look, man, I like Brock Purdy, and I think Purdy's gonna have a better career than Jalen. I think he's gonna be a better player than Jalen Hurts.
Hey, so done he done everything right? He gets the ball to the guys he's supposed to get the ball to, right? You don't have to be fancy, you don't have to have the biggest arm. But Brock Purdy plays the game at quarterback the right way. He got weapons. And he just gets it to him. That's all.
Brock Purdy's been really good. He's been well coached. They've got an incredible offense built around him with those weapons. Jalen can absolutely surpass everything Brock Purdy's doing because he's got more talent than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy is doing the right things, and that's his greatest asset.
You know what?
Reading it out. His processing skills are probably the thing that he does best. So it gives him a chance to just, you know, read it out, get the ball where it belongs.
Isn't that the most important thing about playing a quarterback?
Yeah, I think people misuse the word talent in conversations in sports. Like, people often, when they say talent, are referring to athletic brilliance. Running high, jumping fast, and all that. But thinking is a talent. Tom Brady was the best quarterback because he thought at a higher level than others. And
the
processing. Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's a real talent.
It's a talent. And I don't think that is factored in enough when people talk about talent. I think, personally, Brock Purdy is more talented than Jalen Hurts because I think he processes better.
Well, he's faster at processing right now.
Hence, I think he's more talented.
It doesn't mean that that's locked in forever.
No, it doesn't.
But it does mean he's really good at it. And he probably, you know, has a knack that most people don't.
I agree.
There's a different way of thinking. Just like there's all these different forms of intelligence, it really is a gift to be able to think that way.
All right,
to
Chuck,
conceptualize
I'm...
spatially
totally.
The way that these guys do.
Chuck, I'm sorry, buddy. Go ahead. What do you got?
You're taking it too far. I never said he's more talented than Jalen.
I did.
To play football. The quarterback position. Listen, Jalen has the greatest wide receiver duel to ever grace the presence of an NFL field. Duel.
I don't know if that's true, but they're up there.
When it's all said and done, it's going to be true. Trust me. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are going to be the greatest wide receiver duel to ever grace the presence of an NFL field. Now, I'm saying duel. Not individually.
No, I understand. They got a shot. I mean, you know, look, Jerry Rice and John Taylor, with Taylor being a lot lesser than the two Eagles here.
But Jerry Rice.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter stick out.
Randy Moss and Chris Carter. Yeah. That might be number one. Yeah.
Nah.
They're both Hall of Famers, Chuck. And one of them is the second best receiver ever.
Yeah, Chuck.
No. Carter, listen. No. Randy Moss is not the T.O.'s the second best receiver ever. And Chris Carter. On last leg in Minnesota.
I'm going T.O.
What are you talking about? His best years in Minnesota.
T.O. and Freddie Mitchell.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Freddie could be listening. He'd be so annoyed with me right now. All right, Chuck, I need an answer. Best scene with a villain.
Oh, listen. I'm going to, I don't know, Ghostbusters. I don't know what State Farm.
All right, you got it. Nothing from Ghostbusters going to win. Still alive indeed. And happy to have a baseball team with a record that ties them for the best record in the sport. Obviously, they're battling for the one seed with the LA Dodgers. We'll see what happens there. And, of course, the Eagles on Monday night versus Atlanta. All right, for more on the Birds, let's talk to Elliot Shure Parks. He's brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Elliot will join us twice a week, typically on Tuesdays and Fridays, and he joins us right now in studio. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite
today?
A bit, my man.
I know. It's look, Brazil was awesome, but there's truly nothing like coming back into Philly. I'm super excited to be back home.
Look at you just... What are you trying to kiss the butt of everyone listening
here? I'm just being honest. Like, Brazil was awesome. I mean, you know, you don't travel as much as I do, so you wouldn't maybe get it. But when the plane lands and you're back in Philly, it is always a great feeling.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're... was there any crime that you know
Jet setter.
Of?
In Brazil?
Yeah, I mean, it was such a big talking point going in. Did you hear about anything from anybody?
No. I mean, look, I was with fans of Philly. They had a few hundred fans there, and everybody had a great time. I didn't hear of any incidents, anybody feeling, you know, like they were in danger or anything. I was truly blown away by Brazil. I would highly recommend people take a trip there.
All right, Elliot, let's talk about Jalen Hurts. So, you know, I was concerned with his play on Monday or Friday. Obviously, I was concerned with his play last year.
Yeah.
So Sirianni, when we had him on earlier, you know, gave the answer he gave. It was a series of questions related to Jalen. It's certainly not going to cause any controversy because he knows how to say what to say. If we had truth serum with Nick Sirianni, and the question was, are you concerned about Jalen Hurts for this season and his future with the Eagles? What do you think the answer would be?
I think it would be closer to a yes than a no, because this is not one game. If you now look at the majority of Jalen's career, when he was a rookie in 2020, which, you know, just four games, turned it over a bunch there. 2021, if you look at him, he played 15 games, he had 9 interceptions and a few fumbles. 2022 was the outlier. 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, MVP caliber. Last year, turnovers were a problem.
Great offensive coordinator.
Yeah, but it's time to stop blaming the coordinators.
I agree.
Kellen Moore will make him better.
But he's had one game with Kellen Moore. Hold on. He had one game with Kellen Moore, and he had more turnover-worthy plays than any other quarterback in the NFL. So it means he had more plays where he almost turned the ball over than any other quarterback in the NFL.
Like what happened the other day, the two interceptions.
He had two interceptions. He could have had two more. The two fumbles, I think, were on Juergens, but those are two plays. So we do this thing with Jalen where we always want to blame the coaches, right? Jalen made the decisions out there on the field. Jalen's the one that almost threw the game away, right? So
no question.
He needs to get better decisions and take care of the ball.
Like, you were on a roll there. Give me the 23 numbers.
Yeah, 2023, if you look at last year, if you look at the 10 games, this first game and those 9 games in the last year, he has almost as many touchdowns as he does turnovers. If you count fumbles and interceptions, I think it's like 19-16. So over the last 10 games, which is not a small sample size in the NFL, he has been reckless with the ball. Now, what is surprising to me and shocked me in Brazil is this was not the player he was in training camp. It just was not. I saw it. I charted it. We all know it. 305 throws on interception. So it really surprised me that that's who he was on Friday night. But it was eye-opening because it's another season now where he's starting the season being reckless with the ball, and it highlights last year, and it takes, in my opinion, the blame off Brian Johnson.
All right, so let's go back to training camp for a second, because there's something about camp I was skeptical of at the time, and I still am now looking back. So when, let's say, edge rushers are coming around the edge in a training camp practice play, and Jalen knows they cannot tackle him, my belief is he's less inclined to leave the pocket because there's not actually the danger of being tackled.
Yeah.
And when I see it in a game...
Which is part of why he needed to practice with live...
Yeah, but even...
No, I disagree with that.
But 10 plays isn't... Oh, you mean practice? You want him tackled in practice?
They need to get out there and scrimmage like they say they scrimmage. Yes.
Well,
they
that's need to very
risky. Unless you're going to have Jalen...
inter-squad situations where there is a threat.
Would you really want Jalen...
I don't want him tackled like that.
Okay.
But I do want that's inter-squad stuff that they say is so much more important than preseason games. We need to get faster pace. We need to get higher stakes, whatever
it is,
to get him up to speed before the regular season starts, because now it feels like it's going to be a month in before we get to where he's truly well versed in the way this offense
is supposed
to be
run. I don't think it's a rust thing, because if you look at the end of last year, this is who he was as well, and that was the second half of the year after having a full first half of the year to get ready.
And that was poorly coached. That was
but
poorly...
not just that, John. It's
but what about
it's
the
who
first
he
game?
Is?
He was a poor player in a lot of respects. He was trying to do too much last year at the end and this year
at
the beginning.
But don't you think he looked like the same player? on Friday night that he did last year?
It was eerily similar.
Yes, and
which
so he has new coaches.
Me.
He has new coaches, right?
And that's why it feels more like a reversion that was out of character based on what we saw from Jalen in camp. Like you said, it did not look like we thought it would speed-wise. Decision-wise, it was uncharacteristic.
But let me ask you,
or it is characteristic,
right? That. So let me ask you this: mm-hmm. as a former player, like, so when Michael Vick could never slide, you just couldn't coach it out of him, right? Everyone's like, you got to slide, couldn't do it. Carson Wentz, always a gunslinger, always reckless with the ball, was gonna get, never did it. Do you think you can coach better pocket presence? Because my concern with Jalen is I saw a lot of plays on Friday night where I thought he had a clean pocket and he rolls to the right. It basically kills the play and he ends up throwing it away. Like
I saw a lot of plays like that too.
Yeah.
And I saw all the plays like that last year. This year, I saw a portion of the plays like that. So that suggests that it has improved.
Well,
and I think that's the focus to get him to where he actually trusts that pocket, because that was not part of the equation last
year. I agree. I thought he had a clean pocket for the large majority of snaps on Friday night. I thought there were a lot of times where he invited pressure. And what Jalen does, and it's becoming more of a habit, is instead of stepping up in the pocket, he rolls to the right, I believe it is, and like it kills the play.
Yeah.
It takes half the field away, like everyone's scrambling.
It makes everyone's block wrong. If you are expecting your quarterback to be right just so behind you, and all of a sudden he takes off running, your guy, your responsibility is also going to take off running, and you're not ready for
that. And this is what I'm talking about, where last year we all wanted to blame Brian Johnson. I'm not saying he was devoid of blame. He didn't do a good job. But if Jalen looks like the same guy with arguably the most qualified offensive coordinator in the entire league. There are not many offensive coordinators that have done the job consecutively as long as Kellen Moore at as high of a level. Then at what point do we have to say this is not about scheme? This is about Jalen needing to improve. And it's just one game. And I believe what I saw in training camp.
You can say it's about both.
But I think it's more about Jalen.
Well,
because he's had multiple.
That's the question.
But he's had multiple coordinators, and we've seen the same problem over all the coordinators.
We've also seen him excel to where he was the second best quarterback in.
But that's becoming
NFL.
A smaller sample size for what it's worth.
Yeah. But we're talking about small sample sizes. You're talking about just this game.
No,
too.
But I'm saying he looks like the same guy that he did last year, which becomes 10 games.
And so I'm saying the offense is going to be different, and it will prevent him from looking the same when he trusts that pocket. That's a huge step in the right direction. And again, he did at times in this game look different with the pocket. It was,
and he was better against the blitz for sure.
Yeah,
I'll give him credit for that.
It's an improvement. It is a step in the right direction. There's no question he's better than he was last year in that respect.
Mm-hmm.
So that gives me hope.
All right, more on this Jalen topic with Elliot in studio with us here coming up in 1 minute. 1 minute's time. I got a question for Elliot about Hurts. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. And the latest and greatest deal from the wonderful people and true experts at United Tire. Right now, you can buy any four tires at United Tire. You're going to receive a free oil change or a basic four-wheel alignment to keep those tires wearing correctly. And that's a great deal. That's why I tell you all the time, nobody beats United. The team at United Tire and Service, they care about your car just as much as you do. So why would you take your car anywhere else? Get it to United Tire. You guys know the deal. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. So, you got to take care of it. You got to get it serviced right. And if you do, certainly it can run for a lot longer, 30,000 miles, 50,000 miles, whatever it might be. Get your car serviced right at United Tire and Service. Go to UnitedTire.com. That's UnitedTire.com to find the locally owned United Tire location nearest you. There are 10 throughout the Delaware Valley. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, Elliot, I have a question for you as it relates to Jalen and the rest of the league. So I just first want to express an opinion that frustrates me. In the midst of these conversations, and we haven't had this call today, but we did yesterday on the show, and I know we'll get this pushback this year at times. We're going to get the, but they scored 30-something points. Yeah, and sometimes, but they're going to score 28 points. Okay. So I believe that with A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, this offensive line, Dallas Goedert, and Saquon Barkley, there are a lot of quarterbacks in pro football that could have put up the points the Eagles put up the other day and will typically.
Mm-hmm.
Do you agree with that?
Yeah. Definitely. Now, Jalen did make some big plays with his legs. Like, late in that game on that 7.5-minute drive, he had a few, I can think of two specifically, big plays where he made those with his legs. And I don't know if the majority of quarterbacks make those. And the touchdown throws he made were nice throws.
They were great.
They were great throws.
Yeah.
But if you, I mean, it's just reality. They have the best set of skill players in the NFL, and the offensive line looked way better than I expected. So, yeah, I do think, without question, the majority of quarterbacks in the league would do well in this offense.
All right, Zach Bond, is he, like, legit?
I think he could be. I mean, he has a set of physical tools the Eagles, none of the Eagles linebackers have, and they haven't had in a while. Like, he is very athletic. He's long. He's fast. I mean, there was a play early in that game where I think the sack might have got called back because of a roughing call, but Fangio called the blitz, and he got in there quick. So, yeah, I mean, with Fangio using him the right way, he has the athletic skill set for sure to be an impact player.
It's incredible that he's as versatile as he is. Like, we've just never seen anything like that.
That's different. By the way, no Times Yours today. Typically, we do Times Yours at this time. But with Elliot in studio, we're going to keep rolling with Elliot. Times Yours brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Obviously, we'll do Times Yours tomorrow.
It's also so versatile that Mekhi Becton, who was a tackle for forever, made that transition seem pretty easy, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, live, I thought Jalen had good protection. Rewatching the game, I thought he had really good protection. I thought Becton, there was only two plays where I felt he let pressure up on Jalen. So, yeah, Becton had an awesome first game. And one of my biggest concerns was the offensive line, without question. And it's just a reminder, like, maybe as long as Stoutland's here, I'll just never question the line because he always has them ready to play, and I thought they were way better week one. Now, the snaps are a major issue with Juergen, so that's something that needs to be fixed, but I agree, Becton was very good.
There's a lot that he has to process, you know, like, man, we've seen Jason Kelce mess up those snaps, too, and that was frustrating to
but not
to no
that,
end
but
with
not
Kelce.
That way. Kelce was the errant snap. Juergen snap was on target.
That
it just
was
at the wrong time.
Where he's got so much going on. He's got a guy like a zero nose who's now shading and stemming, and he's trying to make calls and this and that, and just short circuit, boom, I snapped it a little early.
So it was the first game, and having made the trip to Brazil, it's a tough trip. Like, it's a tough trip. Going there, playing the Packers is tough. But if they play that way that they did on Friday night the whole season, they're not going to come close to where this team is capable of reaching. They're just not. So, like, they have to clean up the mistakes from Friday.
I agree. By the way, I call for a rule change. Rhea, tell me if you agree with this.
Okay.
If the quarterback never possesses the ball, the fumble is on the center. Quarterback's looking to his left, trying to direct traffic, trying to figure out what's about to happen.
I think that was more on cam.
That goes against the quarterback.
I'm so with you.
Get the snap up.
You never had the ball.
Well, the tough thing is we don't know if he made the mistake as to why it was snapped.
We don't know if he signaled to Cam, now is the time to snap it, which we don't know.
Yeah.
But I tend to think he did not. Because he was not looking,
he's not looking at the center.
And the way they were speaking to each other on the sidelines, it was like Jalen was some dude.
Totally.
Yeah, wait till I'm done.
You could see Jalen's face when they showed the replay. James, he was like, what's happening right now?
James, how is that a fumble on the quarterback?
I thought the same thing
Never had the ball.
I think it's outrageous that it's on the quarterback. Yeah. I'm with you.
But for posterity's purposes, people will look back and
say, that's what I'm saying. That's why I think it's unfair. I agree.
I'm with you. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is offering huge savings on every leftover 2024 Equinox remaining in inventory. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. All right, poll question. By the way, before we get to the question of who had the best voice, Seltzer, I need another James Earl Jones sample from his legendary career.
Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. As king, you need to understand that balance and respect all the creatures, from the crawling ant to the leaping antelope.
Dad, don't we eat the antelope?
Yes, Simba, but let me explain. When we die, our bodies become the grass, and the antelope eat the grass. And so, we are all connected in the great circle of life.
I still gotta see this movie.
Man.
I can't believe you haven't seen The Lion King.
Yeah, it's outrageous. Oh,
that might be his greatest role. That is so perfect.
Yeah, but you know, I'm a fan of when I was going to see the guy, but then you don't Darth Vader, so.
No.
You know. Well, what about King? What was the King?
King, Joffrey Joffer?
Yeah.
John, coming to America?
Coming to America.
Great. Yeah. Oh, it's
King of Zamunda. Seltzer, what was clean in that movie?
The royal Should I say it? Or
I don't think so.
It's been nice working with you, James.
Bye-bye, everybody. Okay. All right. So
I mean, Angela used to say it all the time, well, for what it's worth.
I'm not going to say that. All right. But I do like slang. You know, slang for certain words.
Member?
Including some slang that rhymes with slang. And I'll leave it at that.
Mm. There you go.
All right. So let's get to the Twitter poll. Elliot's like, what is going on here?
Yeah, not, this is Twitter, Lion King I know about. The rest I'm not.
Twitter poll question of the day. Of these four, who had the best voice? Now, let's all go on the record. Seltzer, your choices are Hackman, Houston, that's Whitney Houston, James Earl Jones, and Pavarotti. James, who would you vote for?
Come on, like, listen to that. You're going to tell me there's a better voice than that? It's crazy, Pavarotti.
All right, Rhea, who are you going with?
Whitney Houston, without a doubt.
All right. Richie, what do you got?
It's Whitney Houston for me.
All right. Two Whitneys, one Pavarotti. Elliot, what do you got?
I just don't think singing counts as a voice, so I'm going to go with James Earl Jones.
Okay. Then, so that's his first vote, right?
Singing doesn't count as a voice?
Yeah, I mean, you're not talking in your regular voice there. You're singing.
It's different, but it's still
different.
A voice. A voice is a voice.
Can you sing, Elliot?
No. I can't.
Well, that was fast. That was really fast.
Wait, hold up, real quick. Elliot has told me before that he thinks he could have been the front man of a pop group.
Yeah, I could sing. I said if I could sing, I think I'd be one of the best pop stars of all
time. Why? Because you think you can dance?
I think I have the personality for it.
If you
are you a
sing.
Good dancer?
I can be.
Uh-oh.
No, that's...
This might require some proving.
You were at my wedding.
Justin Timberlake, he is not. All right. John, the winning answer goes to who today for the voice thing?
Whitney.
James Earl Jones, 70%, 19% for Whitney.
That's fair.
8% for Pavarotti, 3% for Hackman. And on the question, were you more encouraged or discouraged with Jalen week one? How do you think people voted, John?
Oh, geez. Encouraged wins by a little?
58% say discouraged with Jalen week one.
Well, that's wrong.
All right, everyone have a wonderful rest of the day. Elliot, nice work being in here, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
We'll talk to you on Friday. Have a great rest of the day. Also, we got to come up with a winning answer. In honor of James Earl Jones for the best scene with a villain. So we got the end, obviously, of A Few Good Men. We've got the scene in Inglourious Basterds. We got about 17 different answers from Die Hard and from The Dark Knight. We got the No Country from Old Man scene, and we got What's in the Box. What are we doing here?
I like the What's in the Box answer.
What's in the
different.
Box is awful. Really awful. Maybe
it's a great
so awful.
Scene, though. It's such an amazing scene out there. They're out in that like desert
better
area.
Better than A Few Good Men?
I don't know that it's a good scene. I think the scene in A Few Good Men is...
I agree.
It's got to be A Few Good Men.
That's fine. It is a great... You're wrong. What's in the Box is a great scene. You're wrong about that.
And Training Day is a great scene also. But Rob with the winning answer.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I'm
know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.